From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,040th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, starting tonight, Porter Wagoner.
Laying in the back of the man, high on a hill and above the town of Pinford, the fiddle on it, have a dream, you can hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
All the people would come from far away, they dance all night till the break of day, they call it with a holler, do-si-do, but they want to think most ready to go.
Laying in the back of the man, high on a hill and above the town of Pinford, the fiddle on it, have a dream, you can hear it talk, you can hear it sing. Lady Mead and a Batson down, how on a hill and above the town, and a fifth that the fiddle ought to have a dream. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pim was called away. They hung up the bow, they knew it was time for him to go.
Ladies and a batsman down, how on a hill and above the town, and play the fiddle, Lordy, have a dream. You can hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
And all the boys with Uncle Pen, that great tune Porter recorded some time back. Well, welcome, Porter. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We've been missing you around here, boy. Where you been?
Well, we've been out on the road making personal appearances, Dave.
Well, you're back here on the show tonight, and that's what really counts. And we've got a great show lined up for this evening, too. Yes, sir. There's Archie Campbell and, of course, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
That sounds mighty good so far.
Then there's our good buddy Chet Atkins, Miss Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers.
Well, it sounds better all the time, Dave.
And to top things off in a really big way, as special guest, we've got that all-time Opry favorite, Carl Smith. We'll be talking to Carl and hearing one of his great songs in just a few minutes. But right now, it's time for us to catch up on all the latest news down at Grinder's Switch. So here's the Opry's Princess of the Press, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm proud to see this cool weather coming along here, but, it's been cool up here at Grinder Switch the last couple of nights, but I always worry about cool weather because that just means that Aunt Ambrosie and Uncle Nabob have one more thing to argue over. He just gets so mad because he says that when she washes his long handles, she stretches them so bad. Uncle Napop says Aunt Ambrosie stretches his underwear so bad that when he sets down, his underwear sets down a long time before he does. They was arguing the other day, you know, they got a new plumber over at Centerville, Tennessee. That's 3 miles from Grinder Switch. Little larger place, not much. So there was this new plumber there, and he didn't know nobody much at Grinder Switch, and Uncle Nabob sent for him, wanted him to come over there and fix the leak that he had in the basement. Well, sure, the plumber got there, and Uncle Nabob said, howdy, and Aunt Ambrosia standing there by him, and Uncle Nabob says to the plumber, now, before we go downstairs, I want to make you acquainted with the cause of all my troubles. And the plumber, he looked at Aunt Ambrosia and says, howdy do, ma'am. Woo! Oh, that made the worst you ever seen. Oh, that was awful. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've just come from cool weather. I've come from up in Wisconsin. Oh, I kind of like them northern fellers. Ooh, I do, sure enough. Except one thing. You know, they talk real fast, kind of, and we talk real slow, sort of. And, in fact, while I was up there this past week, there was a feller said I talk so slow, and we was talking along. First thing you know, he asked me if I'd ever been kissed. And before I could say I hadn't, I had. Bye, Nancy.
Thank you, Minnie Pearl. Thank you. That was really wonderful, and so are you. Now, stick around while we welcome our guests. Friends, let's have a great, big welcome for your friend and mine, Carl Smith. Carl, Porter and I both want to extend our welcome and say thanks for coming down here to the Opry tonight.
Well, it's always a pleasure to come back to the Ryman and the grand old Opry, Dave, and Porter, you're looking good.
Well, so are you, Carl, but by the way, let's not waste any time talking. Let's let the folks hear that great new Columbia record of yours.
You mean the one where all the drummers in town get the job?
That's the one, Carl. All 10,000 of them.
All right.
Wait, wait for the red coats to come. But all I hear in my frozen ear is 10,000 drums. 10,000 drums. Johnny, Johnny, don't be afraid. We can whip those red coats sitting in the shade. Sitting in the shade. We've got the best of all the rest in General Washington. When we meet those red coats, watch those red coats run, throwing down their drums, throwing down their drums. Listen, listen, Johnny, better get your gun. Them eight wooden soldiers, 9,000 drums, 9,000.
Mighty fine. That's a fine song, Carl. But by the way, before you get too far away, tell me a little about your new farm.
Well, it's a great, Porter, but if it's all the same to you, I'd like to tell you a little about Prince Albert smoking tobacco and how good it is in the pipe.
Well, now that's no news to me, Carl. Prince Albert has been giving smokers that kind of satisfaction they want for a good many years. That mild and mellow Prince Albert flavor is what they go for. The smooth and easy-going PA taste suits pipe smoker and roll-your-own fans.
And Prince Albert's crimped cut, and it packs right, burns steady and cool, and without those unpleasant hot spots.
Yes, sirree, Carl, and the proof of what we say is right there in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you that Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
And PA is fresh, too, because it sells the fastest, and it just naturally moves the fastest off the shelf to you.
Neighbors, remember the proof is in the puffin, so light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, now, when it comes to square dancing, you just can't beat the Tennessee Travelers and the fiddle playing of Tommy Jackson. So here they are with an old-timer, Mississippi Sawyer.
All around, shaking down here, Jackson. Swing that cap in Arkansas, fixing up in circle left all around, they can take your step. 1, 1, 2, and 2, 2, 4, that's all here, just ain't no more.
Hey!
Great, Tommy, dancers, thanks a lot, all of you. But now, Porter, it's time for you to sing a song.
Well, I'll be glad to, David Cobb, but how about me picking the one out myself?
By all means, Porter, you go right ahead.
You know, the other day I got a chance to walk out alone in the woods where I was a long ways away from the sights and sound of the everyday living. There alone in the forest, I couldn't help but think of the feeling of awe and reverence, and through my mind kept running the words and music of this song. So with the help of the Jordanaires, we like to do I Thought of God.
Thank you, Porter, for that very inspiring song. Which brings us down to the spot on the show where we introduce a great guitar player who I think sometimes is pretty inspired himself. Chet Atkins playing Humorette. Chet, thank you. I've heard it played on the piano, the violin, and just a whole lot of different instruments. This is the first time, I believe, I ever heard Humoresque played on the guitar. But now it's time we introduce another of our Opry regulars. And friends, I've got to admit that we never know what we're going to hear when he steps out on the stage. For better or for worse, as they say in the marriage ceremony, here's Archie Campbell.
Porter.
Well, hello, Archie.
Now, Porter, listen, tonight I don't want any frivolity whatsoever because I'm here on a special mission.
All right. Okay.
And I want it quiet because I'm serious tonight. As the head of the English department at the University of Bulls Gap, I want to make a little speech about the English language. You know, it's getting so you can't understand what people say when they say what they're saying because of the way they say it.
Yes,
and it's all because there ain't no punctuation in the talking.
No what, punctuation.
We're going to start punctuating the speech. Now, in writing, there's punctuation so you can understand what people say. You take, for instance, when you write a friend of yours a letter, in the letter you'll say, "Am I a dope?" Question mark.
Yeah.
Well, now, but if you say, that means there's a doubt about whether you're a dope or not. But
yeah.
If it says, "Am I a dope?" Exclamation point, then, brother, you're another Carl Smith. You've had it. What I'm driving at is you've said the same thing twice, but it means two different things because of the punctuation. So what we want to do is put the punctuation in vocally. I'm going to show you how to make them. Now, the period is made like this.
That's a period.
Anytime you say something, put a on the end of it. Like if they go into work on a Monday morning and the boss balls you out about something when you leave the office, say, "Well, I'll see you later, boss." He'll know what you mean.
Yeah.
Now, that's the period. Then there's a comma. The comma's a little tadpole-shaped-looking thing. Here's the way you make the comma. Then we have the semicolon, of course, which is a combination of the period and the comma. Period up here and the comma under it is a semicolon. Here's the way you make it. Then we have the colon. The colon, of course, is nothing in the world but one period on top of the other one. Or one on the bottom of the other one. Here's the way you make the colon. Left-handed. Left-handed upside down. That's the colon. Then there's the dash. A dash, you know, is a little straight mark. Here's the way you make it. Backwards. Then we have the question mark. You know, the question mark circles around in a half circle, comes straight down. It's got a period on the bottom. Here's the way you make the question mark. Then we have the exclamation point. The exclamation point, you know, is big at the top, comes down to a point, and it's got a period on the bottom. Here's the way you make it. Backwards. You can make it either way because either one's all right. Now, I have a little story here that I want to read off to you to show you how this sounds when it's put into use. And the name of the story is, I have it right here. Title of the story is, "Meet Me at the Rock Crusher at Midnight." Signed, Mabel. Wait a minute, that's the wrong one there. Here's the story. Title is, "Once Upon a Time." Ain't that touching? Punctuated from one end to the other. Once upon a time, there was a brave young prince. He lived in a beautiful castle high on a hill. One day he was strolling through the forest with his horse, dog, and carriage. Then from out of the underbrush there appeared before him a beautiful maiden. He thought, should he speak to her first? And then she says, "I am lost in the forest and need food and drink." So he took her to his castle. They got married and lived happily ever afterwards.
Now it's time for another number from our guest.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. Proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the precious
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning,
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor, and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert. That's PA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
And now, friend, it's time for another number from our guest. So here's Carl Smith once more, this time to sing his latest Columbia record, Tall, Tall Gentleman.
It happened in the hills a long time ago. But now the story can be told about a man who stood 6'10". The women all call him the tall, tall gentleman. The women all call him the tall, tall man. Well, he rides through the night on a big black stallion, setting all the girls of the plains. The tall, tall gentleman on the big black stallion, but they didn't know his name. No one knew his name. Well, the old maids cried when he left them. The young girls begged him to come again. Their every wish, every evening was, please come again, tall, tall gentleman. Please come again, tall, tall man. Well, he rode to Miss Lucy's late one night. He'd gone back for years, so it seemed all right. Shotgun blast and old Tall went down. Lucy's old man was back in town. Lucy's old man was back in town. Well, he rides no more on the big black stallion, setting all the girls of a flame. The tall, tall gentleman on the big black stallion, but no one knew his name. No one knew his name. Now high on the mountain, the hills of Tennessee, there's a tall tombstone without a name. Flowers on the grave and the stallion stands near, waiting the return of the tall, tall gentleman, waiting the return of the tall, tall man. Well, he rides no more on the big black stallion, setting all the girls of a flame. The tall, tall gentleman on the big black stallion, no one knew name. No one knew his name. No one ever knew his name.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks a whole lot, and thanks for being here on the show with us tonight. But now we've got to get on with things, and here to entertain us with her latest RCA Victor record is the lady of the piano, Miss Del Wood, playing Gizmo. And I did mention that Gizmo was your latest RCA Victor record, didn't I? But now, Porter Wagoner. How you doing, boy?
What? All right, David. What you got on your mind?
Well, would you mind giving us a little rundown on your plans, what you're likely to be doing before you sing another song for us?
Well, actually, Dave, there's not too much to tell. We're going to be playing some more personal appearances and making some new records for RCA Victor.
Well, that ought to keep you busy, and good luck to you, Porter. Now for that song. Friends, Porter Wagoner and his latest RCA Victor release, Our Song of Love.
As two lovers in the spring, as they sing the songs of love. Birds are singing songs of love in the treetops up above. Those two birds could never be as much in love as you and me. Hearts that are blessed with happiness eternally will always be our song.
And thanks, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel's, a real cigarette. America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. It sure makes sense, because with Camels you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So, if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camel's. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.